Okay, let's get into Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Hey. As we continue, the main theme of the Sefer, almost every Perek is about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, as we have discussed, but each Perek has a little hints for us and messages that we could take with us throughout our lives. Says the Perek, says the Yirmiyahu, Shotetu b'chutzos Yerushalayim, go search, walk around the streets of Yerushalayim, u'ru'una u'de'u, see and know, u'vakshu b'chavosea, check out in the streets, and timsu ish, there's even one man that's following righteousness, that's Mevakesh Emuna. That can mean, again, just Renal Emuna, honest, but also Mevakesh Emuna. As the Bali Musar say, Nasatam Natata Be'emuna. Not only were you honest in business, but were you Osik in your Emuna? Were you searching for Emuna? Mevakesh Emuna. Ve'eslachlo. There's only one person, and I will forgive, right? The Mefarshim wonder about this. The Radak says there was not one person in all of Yerushalayim that was a Naaman. Doesn't David HaMelech say in Sefer Tehillim, Natnuat nivlas avadecha ma'achal of hashamayim, b'sar chasidecha l'chaisa aretz, the flesh of your servants and your pious ones. So the Radak asks, it seems like there were some chasidim and avadim, right? So why does it say in this pasuk there was nobody? Hinei ki hayim Yerushalayim chasidim v'avdei akel. Ve'echa me'ir miyo, am yesh osem So he quotes, Radak quotes his father, who says, Ki Yirmiyo Amar b'chutzos Yerushalayim. B'yomar b'rchov Hosea. It's not a tzaddik at home, it's a tzaddik in public. A tzaddik who's having a hashpa. Ki achasidim, shahayu b'Yerushalayim, hayu mischabim b'batei, and they had to hide in their houses. V'lo hayu cholom lehisra'os b'rchovos. They couldn't appear in the streets. U'b'chutzos, b'pnei arishayim. Right, look around, there are no figures. It's a state of affairs. There might have been some righteous people privately, but they weren't able to be in a society which would accept them. They weren't bechutzos, or the Abarbanel's focus is, there wasn't anybody to listen. To listen, there were the tzaddikim, but nobody was listening to them. To listening to tochacha is also a mitzvah. The smak, sefer mitzvahs katan, one of the Bali HaTosfos, in his sefer mitzvahs, he has all the way at the beginning, Rabbi Yitzchak Mikorvil writes a mitzvah test, a mitzvah that the Rambam and the Smog do not have. The mitzvah to accept tochacha. Lamul, our last slave. To circumcise the arla of the heart. Shenemar, umaltemes, our last lavavchem. As one of the mitzvahs I say, pirish le'ahov esa tochachos. V'le'ahov mi sheyuchichenu. 2 points. Thank you for the criticism, and thank you for, and I love the person who gave it to me. V'gam shlomo amelach halav ha-shalom, kasab b'sifro, l'chacham hocheach v'ye'ahavecha. U'mitzvah zu yeshlav, shenemar v'ar Arpachem lo takshu od. So when I say in a lo saseh, and that's what some of the Mefarshim explain, our pasuk is talking about. Look around in Yerushalayim, there's nobody left. The Netziv says in a some of the Kisvei Yad of the Netziv, that they have put out a sefer, from the Netziv's Torah, the Dvar HaEmek. So here they quote from the Ksav Yad of the Netziv. So what does it mean? There were many tzaddikim. So his answer is, someone who stands up in public, similar to the Radak's father, for the principles that he believes in. Hakavana ne'eman b'rucho she'ein mishtanim de'osav al pi'eza siba. Me'ava o'misina. She'ira ben adam l'chaveiro. V'yalzet sok Yirmiyo Navi. Shotetu b'chutzozu. Vikshu b'chavoseha. Is there someone who does that? Again, all different pshatim. Trying to explain how there were some tzaddikim, but maybe they're not the ones, and not the ones that could bring zechuyos and kapara for the rest of Am Yisrael. Or there were, like the Radak's father says, but the society wasn't accepting them and it was a problem with the society. Vim chai Hashem yomeru, and even, continues Yirmiyo, if they would ever swear in the name of Hashem, l'chein l'sheker yishaveyu, it's falsehood, it's a fake. It wouldn't be something that would be able to be taken seriously. Why? Explains the Malbim. If they're swearing about something false, the content of their shvu is false, then obviously they're swearing the name of Hashem, that's also a falsehood that is something that cannot be taken seriously. Hashem einecha halo le'emuna. Now says Yirmiyo Anavi to Hashem, so to speak. What you do, your actions are le'emuna. Meaning, when you hit, you punish, it's supposed to bring a certain result. But it didn't happen here. Hikisa osam below chalu. You hit them. You've given them certain punishments already, right? The ten shvatim already, and little by little, since it's Arba Teves, and as it gets closer to the Churban. v'lochalu, and they didn't start shaking from it. Kilisam, you've destroyed so much of them. Me'anu kachas musur. They refuse to take musur. Sometimes we get messages, we just don't open up our eyes. Chizku peneim misela. They have made their faces as strong as a stone. Me'anu lashuv. They've refused to do tshuva. Right? This is exactly the opposite of what the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Taanios. Well, we know the Rambam discusses whenever there's a tzara, we have to look and try to take messages, not chas v'shalom, saying, oh, this tzara happened because of this specific aveira. We don't have Nevi'im b'zman hazeh. In those days, they could say that. But b'zman hazeh, we can't. But the fact that something unusual happens, we have to open up our eyes and realize that it is, and it should be an impetus to do tshuva. The Rambam and Hilchas Taanios, the beginning. Mitzvah zaseh min haTorah, lizok ulahariyah b'chatzotzros. It's a mitzvah to cry out and to blow trumpets. I'll call tzara shetavu al atzibur. And any tzara, shenemar al atzara tzorer eschem arayosa b'chatzotzros. Kol dov klomar, kol dover sheyitzar lachem, kigon batzores v'dever v'arbe, za'aku alehev ariyu. Cry out, v'dover zeh midarki atshuvahu. And this is a way of tshuva, says the Rambam. Shebizman shetavu tzara, v'yizaku ala, v'yareyu. If we have that proper reaction, yedu hakol, shebeglal ma'aseyem haroem huralahem, it's because we have to do tshuva, kakasuva vonoseichem hitu, as it says, v'zeo sheyigrim lahem lasir atzara me'aleim, and that is what is going to remove the tzara from our midst. Again, another pasuk in our parak that we'll see soon. Avalam lo yizaku, v'lo yariyu, el yomer davar zeh minhag ha'olam yiralonu. That if we say, no, these things happen, tsaras happen, onsim happen, v'tsarazu nikra nikres, harizu derech achzarius, v'goremes lohem lehidavek v'masiyam aram. If we ignore the messages, so then it's just going to cause more and more. And that's exactly what was happening in this time period. Yirmiyahu was screaming at them, Hashem, you hit them, you gave them punishments, and they refused to see it. They didn't start shaking, they didn't take musar. They just made themselves stronger in their ways. V'ani amarti, and Yirmiyahu and Avi says, well, maybe I thought achdalimheim, no alu. Maybe they're poor and they're foolish. That's why they don't know the Derech of Hashem. What does that mean? What does poor here mean? Rashi says they're poor in Chachma. Right? The simpletons. I went, maybe if I go to the wise ones, they'll be able to have Ashpa. The Radak says you can take it even Kipshuto. No, the ones that are poor that have to be Osek in making a living and they can't sit and think about Chachma. Similar idea, but maybe it says the Yirmiyahu, it's not their fault. So let me go to those that know more. They don't know Mishpat Elokeim. El Chaliel Gdolim Vadabro Sam. I'm going to go to the Gdolim, to their leaders. Kihema Yadu Derech Hashem Mishpat Elohim. They will know. Achema Yachtav Shavru Ol Nitku Moseros. They have broken off the ol. Not just not doing mitzvos. They have broken off the ol, the burden, the attitude. Nitku Moseros. They have broken away from the chains, from anything limited. Right. The greatest Yitzhahara is just to have no rules, to do whatever one wants. Right. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz talks about it in one of his sichos. That is why Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra is connected to Baal Peor in the Torah. Why? What's the connection? What's the smichus? Baal Peor is the avoda, right? One defecates in front of the idol. We can't even fathom that. It just means no holds barred. Do whatever you want. That's the avoda zara of Baal Peor. And exactly opposite that are rules and regulations. That's the Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. And that's what was happening at this time. Shavru ol nitku moseros, right? They were breaking the rules. Al kein, you know what's going to happen because of that? Says Yirmiyahu, hikam aryeh miyar. A lion's going to come. Nevuchanetzar, ze'ev aravosi shadadim. The wolf's going to come. Nomer shakyeh, the leopard's going to come al aram. Kol ayotze mehena yitarif, right? The Midrashim talk about the different Goliaths that these are referring to. Bavel, Paras, Madai, Romi. Ki rabu pishayim, atzu mishuvos, atzmu mishuvoseyim. Right, our pshayim, our backslidings have been so numerous. Elazos eslach lach. Am I going to forgive? It's reached the point. Banaya chazavuni vayishavu below Elohim. They swear without God. Vasbia osam. I give them so much, I satiate them. Right, masbia lochal chay ratzon. Hashem gives us everything, by inafu bezona yizgodadu. Right, there are different times. There's going away from God because we have difficulty, and then there's going away from God out of having everything. The nisayon of affluence. Some of the Amoraim said, I'd rather be poor than be rich. The nisayon of affluence is just too great. That's what we see in our generation. Rachman al-Islan, people having everything and not doing whatever they can to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always can do better. Susim miyuzanim mashkim hayu. Right, they were like horses that got up miyuzanim. They were fed very well. They get up early. Ish el eishes re'eo yitzhalu. Every man will smile and make sounds at their friend's wife. Meaning, let the mashal, a horse gets up after being a well-fed, he gets up, he's very happy. So a man and his neighbor's wife, right, they were involved in inappropriate activities, and, you know, that's the comparison. That not only that they do it, right, the Mefarshim explain here, it's yitzhalu. Sahalav arena, they're happy about it, right? Reminds us of the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara talks about Mipnei, the Talmidim of Shema Yechai asked him, why were the Jews at that generation in the story of Haman and Mordechai, why were they chayev kalia? Why were they on the charts to get killed? They were nana for the suda of Achashverosh. It doesn't just say, Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, their quotes from the Achronim. It doesn't just say that they ate from the suda. It's that they enjoyed it. Mishum, if they were forced to eat at the, they were the pikuach nefesh, they had to go eat at the suda, and they had to sit there, okay. But it doesn't just say that they were forced there. Mishum da achila inenu chet. Toyim uchrachin ala. Da achila inenu bahar yarek val yavar. Veraka onesh al shenena me achila. To lohayla mahargish hana'a. Rak adaraba. Lehitztar mimena. Ayin Sham. That is the what the Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes. That he says, this also answers Tosas' kasha. Tosas asks, Ahachla Antigonus for Rebbe, Shalapaskam El Shulchanam Lotzonov Lo Chazeres. Right, it says, Antoninus and Rebbe were very rich. They had all the pleasures in the world, every fruit and vegetable on their tables in every season. But doesn't it say at the end of Ksubis that before he died, he put up his hand and said, I wasn't Nana from Olamazef, Ilu Be'etzpaktana? The answer is, he ate. But it wasn't that he made this that his focus of his life. It wasn't that he enjoyed this so much and he was so happy about it. So that was, he did it, he ate it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was also part of the problem here, explains Yirmiyahu, that Yitzhalu, they were happy about their averus. Ha'al Eila lo efko nu Hashem. Hashem says, rhetorically, am I not going to punish for this? Vim begoya shar kazelo tisnakim nashi. My soul is not going to take revenge from this nation. The Das Sofrim says, you know, this nation that's supposed to be an Ur Lagoyim, even if you want to say that other nations also are involved in this, but we're not fulfilling our tafkid. We're the Ur Lagoyim, and that is unfulfilled. That's why we are deserving of an even harsher punishment. Alu b'sharoseha, continues Yirmiyahu. Alu, go up in the sharoseha, the areas, their cities. Radak says, go to Yerushalayim v'shachesu and destroy it. This is what Hashem tells the enemies. V'kala al tasu, don't destroy it. Totally leave a few. Hasiru netishoseha, kilo l'Hashem heima. And remove all of those that are, that need to be removed. Ki bagod bagdu bi, they have treasoned against me. Beis Yisrael, beis Yehuda, num Hashem. Yisrael and Yehuda. Esther Barmanel, what is Yisrael doing here? This whole Perek, this whole Sefer, almost, is all about Yehuda. But it's all connected. Beis Yisrael, the 10 tribes, they started it. They started the Galus. They went first. Beis Yehuda didn't learn from it. But it's really a team effort that the first Galus led to the second Galus. Ki chashu b'Hashem b'yomer lo'u. They have denied God and said, He is not in control. V'lo tavo eleinu ra, and nothing's going to happen to us. V'cherev ro'lo nireh, no, we're not going to see it. Nothing bad is going to happen. That's what they said. They denied everything. Interesting, in the Psukim, what were the Ikarim that they were denying? They denied Hashem, they said not him, and they didn't say anything bad was going to happen. We know there's a machlokas, we've shown him how many yesodos ha'emunah are there. The Rambam is famous for his 13. That's the Animam, it's 13 principles of faith, as we have at the end of the Pirush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, and it was made into the Animam, and it was made into Yigdal. But the Sefer Ha'ikarim says that there are three. Right, in his mind that there are three Ikarim, not more than that. And what are they? He says that he's not arguing on the Rambam, he's just saying in terms of categorization, there are three. He says this all the way at the beginning in Maimar Rishon, Perek Dalet. Says the Sefer Ikarim, Behu, Ki Ikarim HaKolim V'Achrechim L'Daso Elokitim Shlosha V'Heim, Metzias Hashem, Belief in Hashem, Hashgacha L'Schar V'Onesh, V'Torim in Hashamayim. Those three. Hashgacha, Scharf means Scharva Onesh, Sharman Hashemayim, and Nitzias Hashem. So maybe one can fit it in, not exactly, one can fit it into this pasuk. They denied Hashem, that's Emunah, Vayomru Lohu. They said, you know, he's not in charge. Maybe that could mean that he didn't give us the Torah, we don't believe in Sharman Hashemayim. And of course, Scharva Onesh at the end, nothing bad is going to happen on us. But Vahanaviyim Yula Ruach, Rashi says, these Nevi'ei Sheker, they're going to be like talking in the wind. Vahadibar Ein Bohem, Ko Ye'aseh Lohem, they're going to be destroyed. And therefore, Lachain Kalamar Hashem Alokitzvakos, Yad Daperchem as a Davar Azeh, Hinei Dosin Tavari Beficha Esh, I'm going to put my word to their mouth like fire, Vamaze Eitzim Achalasam, there's going to be fire. Hinei Mevi Aleichem Goy Mimerachak, a nation from afar, Babel is going to come, Goy Eitanu, a strong nation, Goy Me Olamu, an ancient nation, the Mesudas David, they're going to be confident. Goy Lo Seda Lashonu, you're not going to recognize them. You're not going to be able to be prepared for them. Velo Sishba Mayidaber, they're not going to listen to what you have to say. And again, remember, throughout all of this tochacha, there's a little hope that even if the churban is going to happen, maybe it won't be as bad. Maybe, up until the last second, but the Yirmiyahu HaNavi was not listened to at all. Ashpato ki kever pasuach, their quiver, their swords were like a whole kever. Kulam giborim, v'yochol kitzircha v'lachmecha, they're going to eat everything that you've harvested. Yochlu banecha v'rasecha, soncha v'karcha. Right, we see the kitzir and the children and the animals. It's just going to be a whole indiscriminate destruction. Everything's going to be destroyed. V'gam b'yam mahemanu mashem lo aset chamkala. But even so, he keeps repeating, I'm not going to totally destroy you. I'm not going to forsake you totally. Am Yisrael is going to continue. And if you say, why is this happening? You left me first. You wanted to serve strange gods in your land? You'll serve strange gods in other lands as well. Say this over to Beis Yaakov and Yehuda. Shimun azos. Am sacho vein lev. A nayim lo yiru, as nayim lo yishmo, right? A play on words from David HaMelech, right? The David HaMelech talks about it in Hallel regarding Avodah Zarah. Here we're talking about it, about the people. They have ears, they don't hear. They have hearts, they don't see. They have eyes, they don't see. They have hearts, they don't think. The Malbim says there are really three ways, three easy drachim to get close and understand and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they have denied them. They have denied them all, says the Malbim. Shimon says, "Amzachal ha'adam yasigat Hashem b'shlosha drachim." Number one, ide mofse hatfuna v'adas. Use your mind. They didn't do that. Amzachal ve'in leiv. Ide bechina b'chush, seeing it. Enayim lahem v'lo yiru. Ide akabala, you're told the mesora by others as nayim lahem. Right, the three ways that it's usually transmitted. They did not accept. Ha'osi lo tiro, no mashem. Impanai lo tachilu, they don't fear me. They're not scared. There's no ziras chait. Es samti chol gevolayam. And Hashem now says, you know, an easy way to fear me, to recognize me. So the Rambam and Hilchos Yisod HaTorah gets it from here. Look at nature. Asher samti chol gevolayam. Chok olam v'lo yavernu. I made the sea not cover the earth. Right, the Mefarshim explained, the Sefer Ikarim explains, this is in Maimar Dalid, Os Ches, that the Teva, when Hashem first created the world, water covered the whole world, the whole earth, and Hashem says, don't. So the natural state is for water to cover everything. And Hashem says, no, go back. Vayizgashu v'lo yuchalu, and the waves keep pounding, and it can't get past the sand. V'hamukala v'lo yavrenuhu, it's never going to get past. V'la'amazeh, there are red lines, and yet, you can look at that and you can see what I've created, but you don't. Just rebelled. They didn't say in their hearts, let's go fear Hashem. Hano saying Geshem v'yorah malkosh, who's in charge of everything. All the rains be'ito. Shvuos chukos katzir yishbar lanu. Right, that the harvest is going to be there for us. They don't realize Hashem's in charge. Two interesting points on this pasuk. First, V'lo amru bovavam, Rav Yeruchim in Shmos, on page Zion, says, what does the pasuk say? They didn't say in their hearts, let us go fear Hashem. Fearing Hashem is active. Says Rav Yeruchim, right? Avas Hashem causes mitzvos. What does Yiras Hashem do? Yiras Hashem is an active recognition, a conscious decision to fear. What did they do? It didn't just say they didn't fear Hashem. What does the pasuk says? They decided not to access and not to work on the Yiras Hashem. They didn't say in their hearts, let's go fear, because that's what a Jew has to do. A Jew has to make the conscious decision to go and work on the Yirat Shemayim. Number one. Number two, the second half of the pasuk, Shvuos Chukos Katzir, the weeks of the Katzir. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Pinchas discusses, we know Shvuos is called Chag HaShavuos in the Torah, it's called Atzeres in Chazal. Why is it called Shvuos? Because you count weeks. He suggests, but maybe the season of the Katzir takes weeks, right? From the beginning where you harvest the barley till the end where you harvest the wheat. Maybe that's why Shavuos is called Shavuos, because the whole harvesting season is Shavuos. And then it's called Atzeres because that's the end of the harvesting season. He says that's a possibility. But either way, we didn't look at these clear signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avonoseichem hitu eilet. This is the pasuk that the Rambam quoted at the beginning of the Chatos Seichem manu ato mikem. And your sins have prevented the good from you. Kinimsu ba'mi rishaim. Yashur, we're punished. We don't focus. Last pasuk, hal eila lo efko num Hashem, for the third time in this parak. Hashem asks rhetorically, am I not going to punish? Im goyash begoyashar kazelo tisnakim nafshi. I'm not going to take revenge. This is something that I have to do. Just to end, the last, second to last pasuk, the third, pasuk hafei, v'chatoseichem, your sins have withheld the good. The Meshech Chachma quotes a medrash that quotes that pasuk in the beginning of Chukosai, right? A famous Meshech Chachma in the world of Meshech Chachmas, where it says there, the medrash says that it used to be that things used to grow, it used to rain Friday nights until the chitim were as big as klayos, the sarm was as big as garine zesim, and well, now it's smaller. Lohodia kama chit garem. You see what chit causes. Shenemar, our pasuk. V'chatoseichem min uatov mikem. It's your sins. And that's where the Meshech Chachma goes into his thesis of teva versus neis. And there's no such thing as nace. Nace is really teva that we are not used to. Or I should say, there's no such thing as teva. Teva is just nisim that we are used to. And that's where the Meshech Chachma says that's the difference between ashrei and halal. Why is it ashrei is a one-way ticket to Olam Haba? Why if I say halal gadol b'chol yom, harei ze mecharif ha-magadif. That's a blasphemer, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches. What's the difference? They're both programmed to Tehillim. Ashrei is about nature. Ashrei recognizes that Hashem is involved in every single day in our lives. He's nosing lechem l'chol basar. That's not natural. That's the mun falling down. No, we get seeds and we make it into flour. We make it into dough. That's nature, right? That nosing lechem l'chol basar. That's not halal. Halal. I'm saying that isn't halal. And that's nisan. That's not what the message of life is about. And he says this on the pasuk of Anashati Yishmechem Biitam. And therefore, it's because of our sins we don't merit the more supernatural events, because really everything is supernatural. But we would be zoche if we would be able to reach the levels that we have the potential for. But that's this pasuk over here. V'chatoseichem manu ato mikem. We have to realize how much if we all do better, if Klal Yisrael all does better, if we had Avas Yisrael and we all get along, and we all serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly and make a Kiddush Hashem, Mashiach will come and we'll have all good things with the Beis HaMikdash. We have to take all of these prakim to heart as we keep going through Sefer Yirmiyahu.